Hello and welcome. Good to be back. We missed you last week. All kinds of technical difficulties, but we're back. And this week's episode, number 102, part one, in quietness and confidence. I think we lived that last week, didn't we? Today is Friday, June 19th, 2009. Thank you for joining us today. The month of June, the most beautiful month in the year. Absolutely gorgeous in Minnesota. Come to Minnesota. Well, you don't have to come to Minnesota to listen to Pastor Paul's podcast. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from Spirited, North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. Pastor Paul's mission, the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota, is located in Disciples Ministries' historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue, located at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. Now, if you need food and you live in Minnesota and you are living in a household of two or more, or a senior 60 years and older, or disabled with proof, call us at 612-521-4665. Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. to register your household for monthly groceries. Be sure to visit us online, too, at www.pastorpaul.org. Did I say that right? Let me say it again. Be sure to visit us online at www.pastorpaul.org, where you can make a tax-deductible donation to help support our urban mission operations. We need your support, so help us out. You can also join our online community. At the top of the homepage, you're going to find interactive links to Pastor Paul's blog, Flickr, the podcast, our store, where you can purchase our supplement, Protandem. Everybody should be taking Protandem, Twitter, and YouTube. So be sure to go online, www.pastorpaul.org, and check out and join our online community. Also, when you go to the blog, you can leave a comment, ask a question, make a suggestion, or give a testimony. You can also email me, janine@pastorpaul.org. At the blog, you're going to find interactive links to the scriptures that are within Pastor Paul's message. So be sure to go there. Be sure to visit me at Hearts of Fire, the Janine Sherry podcast, coming soon. So thank you for joining me, and be sure to listen to Pastor Paul's message. There are two parts. The first part is on Friday evening. The second part is on Sunday. So have a great month, and we'll see you back here. God bless you.
Tonight's message is entitled, In Quietness and Confidence. Are you meeting today? Now this morning when I woke up, I thought, well, I'm going to meet today. And I found myself thinking about yesterday, and I had to stop myself. Because if you are then doing this, you're going to be distracted if you're not meeting today. And you know what? You're not thinking right. Because you're not thinking about this whole total day ahead of you. It has enough trouble of its own, you know. Maybe you're thinking, if only I would have thought about it first before I did that thing the other day. And you get all your attention focused before you even get out of bed. You're defeated about yesterday, and it's already passed and over and done. And praise God for it, too. Because today has enough troubles of its own. And there's a whole lot of blessings in this day coming up. If we aren't thinking about the mistakes and all the different things that you could have done yesterday. But I think this is very important because all distraction is destruction. If I'm distracted in one little particle away from what I'm doing, it's like we were talking about today. There was some funding that didn't come through. And Janine looked in the office at me like, it didn't come through. And I said, so? We had a good laugh. Because it really didn't matter. That was yesterday. You see what I'm getting at? How could we ever go down and minister to the street people if we were mad about something that happened down there last week? Well, I'll never, never, ever go down there again. Someone insulted me. And so let's start to gather all of our energies together for right now. Gather everything that is within you. How can you praise God with all that is within you when it isn't right that which is in within you? Did you ever think of that? Praise God with all that is within me. What's in us? Maybe God wouldn't even want them praises. Whoa! Hold it. Oh my. We'd be like a water hose. I had one out here and it had all these holes in it. And I thought, I'm losing all of this power out here. And I was squirting here and it was squirting there. And I looked back at another little, psh, and there was a squirt there and a squirt there. And here, there, a squirt everywhere, a squirt, squirt. And I thought, boy, I'm losing power. And pretty soon there was just a little trickle coming out of the top of the hose. And I thought, you know, that's kind of like ministries. That's kind of like our lives. We lose power when we have all these little holes and all these little side issues. Now, our words lose power. Praise the Lord. Little praises coming out of the end of the hose. Praise Him. Not enough water in there for a dandelion. They hardly take any at all. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I feel that in audiences. They just got enough water and all, they got holes all the way back in their hoses. And, you know, and they come in, they got all these leaks. So before you even start, you have to go around and patch their hose up all the way down the line so they have enough power. Because if we don't, our thoughts will be scattered along the week or the month or the year. Some people are thinking the whole year about what happened to them. Or our life, our past. Or even start to worry about our future. If it's been that bad back there, who says it's going to be any better up there? I can't go through it. I just can't. You know what I did with that hose? I scrapped it and I got a brand new one. Then I made sure it had a lifetime guarantee with it. Cost a little more. But it's got a lifetime guarantee. And I suppose if I go back and I say, hey, this only lasted 3 weeks, I say, well, that was the life of the hose. But you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Don't worry about the if I only would have. Oh, if I only would have done this, and I only would have done that, and oh, you can go back on your life and have a whole lot of those, if I only would have. What's done is done, and don't get into senseless worry. It's all over. So you had a grudge, big deal. So you blew it, so what? So you're worried and you lost faith or whatever. What's that got to do with today? And by the way, when you're suffering in yesterday, everyone has to suffer with you. What's wrong? Oh, just thinking about what happened to me the other day. Sit down, put the coffee pot on, let's talk about it. And even if we don't say that, we think it. Don't we? Oh, if I'd only done this and I'd only done that. What's done is done. See, today is tomorrow. You worried about yesterday, really. I sang this song one time. Lay your worries down, get happy. Come on. Lay down your worries, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. And the person I was singing to said, judgment day, and started worrying about judgment day. I mean, really now, radio audience and people listening to this tape, has today been really all that bad? Think about it. Has it been all that bad? Well, if you're dead, you wouldn't even know the difference. You're not supposed to be living in the flesh all the time. And if your flesh does complain, you're supposed to remind it. Oh, it isn't that bad. Get back in your casket, and I'm going to nail you in there again, Adam. Stop popping out all the time. You know, I started to look at Africa and all the starving millions that we see, the babies on the TVs and their sunken eyes and their bloated bellies and covered with flies. And I thought, today isn't too bad at all. All the arguing we have about our spiritualities and how that we say amen.
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 All the falseness that we go through and all the phoniness that we go through and all the arguing and all the bickering hasn't got one single thing to do with ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ. No, not one single thing. But I think we have it real nice, don't we? Don't we? Has anybody had it that hard today? Have you had it that hard today, you listening on the radio or this tape? Have you? Now think about it. Now maybe you're listening for some little key word to come through to you. Then you'll know you're supposed to do this or you're supposed to do that. I'll give you a key word, repent. That's a good one. Repent of saying everything is going bad, everything is wrong. Haven't we had it real nice? Yes. You may have troubles today, but are they unbearable? Are they? You just can't bear them one more minute? Well, I don't know if I can bear up under this. I just can't bear this thing one more minute. I'm going to scream. Well, go ahead. Get it out of your system. Ooh. Who here and... who there on the radio or to this tape, listening to it, have had troubles that have been unbearable? Has the day seemed like just too much? Maybe you were counting on something. I didn't come through. Oh, I don't know. I give up. Life's against me. Sure it is. That's where your faith comes in. It isn't all going to work smooth for you. Well, I didn't want to hear this tonight. I come in here for a faith message. I'm giving you one. I'm just telling you that you have to use it. You want something to use it on, don't you? But does a day seem like it's too much? Does today seem too hard? Then divide it down into hours. I had something that was coming up, and it was coming up at 9 o'clock. So I was out of bed at 5 o'clock. This is some time back. And I started thinking about 9 o'clock. went out of the house with the sock on upside down and a, you know, belt over the wrong way, and I forgot my checkbook, and I had to drive back because I was thinking about 9 o'clock, and I wasn't thinking about 5 o'clock when I was trying to get dressed. It's hard enough to dress yourself anyway when you get up at 5, let alone be thinking about 9 o'clock with a half a brain gone. But you got to take 1 hour at a time. And maybe there's somebody that you just cannot stand. Well, just take them 1 minute at a time. Don't think about what they did to you down the line back there and all that and what they might do to you up the line and get all nervous about it. Just take them 1 minute at a time and say, God, give me grace for 1 minute with this person. And you know what? You'll grow in the grace. Then you'll be able to take them after maybe a year, 2 minutes, three maybe. Now I'm just telling you like it is. See? We change slowly. Oh, we can change in our Adam and say, now I've totally changed. Now, I just feel it, it's all over me. And that's good. But until the Holy Spirit does the work in us, we really didn't ever change at all. Do you know that? No, until the Holy Spirit does the work, all the preaching, all the teaching, all the reading, all the tape listening to, all of that. Until we bend to the will of God. That's why we've got to learn to pray, not my will be done, but thine. Until we learn to pray that, we're sort of stunting our growth and we divide our hours up. So today, if it's too heavy, lighten the load. Why carry 24 hours around with you? That's like all these blocks you see stacked up right over here. See, there's 24 blocks here. And they're in sections of six. So there's four of them, and I'll just pick up this one. And then I'll pick up this one. And then I'll pick up this one. Now look how high they are. Now I've got to juggle all 24 of these hours. And I'm fighting gravity. I'm fighting balance. I'm fighting all those things. I can't see where I'm going because I got these great big blocks in front of me and I'm juggling all these blocks. I'm getting all frustrated and all nervous. Don't bother me, can't you see I got a whole day ahead of me? I'm carrying this whole day on my in my hands. It's in my hands, huh? And there you are, stuck with 24 hours, and some even carry great big knapsacks on their back. A year's passed. Old, moldy, rotten garbage from yesteryears. And so now nobody wants nothing to do with them because they're carrying the stink with them. Carrying around some old fleshy boyfriend in the knapsack, some old thought, some old spirit of a boy. That's the spirit of my old boyfriend I have in the bag. Whatever happened to the spirit of the Lord? Well, did you take all these blocks? I'm going to take them all back. If God help me now and I don't spill them, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to walk back to the stage with all these blocks. And there. Now I'm going to take one right from the top. Now I'm going to separate all these blocks so you'll be watching them the whole of the evening. I'm going to put them all around the altar here and all over here and all there so they won't fall over. You'll be waiting for them to fall, see? I'm going to take this one block that I took from the top, and I want to work on this one block. I'm going to give it all my attention. This hour block, I'm going to give it all my attention. I'm going to pray over it. I'm going to fast over it. I'm going to believe God for that 1 hour, power-packed hour. I'm going to pray for God's grace to help me through that 1 hour. Say, God, you got to help me through this 1 hour. God, you got to help me through this test I'm taking at school. God, you got to help me through this interview. God, you got to help me through this job. Through this job, Lord, they've elevated me in the job. I don't know if I can handle it. What's going to happen down the line? Lord, but just go for this 1 hour. Is that right or is that wrong? And that's just like when you're counseling couples. You have to tell them, go for the hour. Now, you're only going to be in here for 1 hour. So let's don't talk about yesterday. Let's don't talk about what might happen tomorrow. Let's talk about right now. You're a couple of stinkers. Let's take all the power of the Word of God. Let's take all the power for the hour, our power, and put all of our energies in prayer and believe God for that 1 hour to resurrect this dead, stinking marriage of yours. Well, at least I got their attention now. Either they get glad or they get mad and they get up and they go out, but they're together. See, we have to throw all of our energies into this hour and meet our enemies one by one as they come. Well, isn't that kind of negative, talking about enemies? Well, why does God say pray for them? So you can make friends out of them, that's why. But we got to keep them separate and don't let all 24 of them hours, all 24 of these things gang up on us. Don't let these past hours come from the rear, and they know us only too well, all these past hours. Now, pile all of these past hours over here, 23 of them, flip, 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 and so on, all the way behind me here. And all of those blocks representing all of those 23 hours, they come in from the rear, and they know me very well, and they say, hey, present hour. Come here and let me share this man's weaknesses with you. And they bring up all the past. Well, you never could do anything in the past. And so here's your hour that you're holding. You, in this hour. And like there's 23 of you back there, see? 23 past failures. Probably a lot of victories in it, but you never notice. I'm so busy looking at the negative of it. And they call this hour back there and say, I want to tell you all about this man's weaknesses. And so you defeat that hour right along with the other 23 because you join back in with these other 23 hours, problems, troubles. Whew. Your cheating hours will tell on you. You'll toss and turn and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating hours will tell on you. Now, I don't suppose anyone knows that song. You know how to shut their mouths up? Introduce them to your Father in Jesus' name. Hey, all these past hours, I'm going to give you to the Lord. And then fight them with quietness and of faith. Quiet faith. What's that? That's faith in God. Faith isn't done by a lot of talk, but a lot of do. You can talk, and there's so much talk about faith, I don't believe it. There's a lot of talking about it. Hardly any doing about it. You don't have to have a faith shout. Are you trying to convince? You're trying to convince someone that faith works by a whole lot of noise? Trying to convince yourself or trying to convince God or trying to convince somebody a mile away? No, I shout when God's got them on the run. That's when I shout. Wahoo! They're gone, all them past hours. In the name of Jesus, get out of here. I got enough trouble right here with this 1 hour. By the way, when you get through that 1 hour, another hour comes. And another one, and another one, and another one, and another. And they're piling up. And whatever happens when you're sleeping. Now, you sluggard, you sleep most of the day. They're piling up while you're sleeping. It's 1:45. You're still sleeping in the rack. And your troubles are multiplying while you're there. They're all over the house, these blocks, all over. You're going to be buried in these blocks. All these troubles are piling up, and they're not going to go away until you get up in the name of Jesus and get busy and start to do faith instead of just talking about it and listening to the radio all the time. Oh, God, I said it, but I'm glad. In quietness and confidence shall be my strength. Whew. Say that. In quietness and confidence shall be my strength. In quietness and confidence shall be my faith. In quietness and confidence shall be my quietness. Don't say a whole lot. You know, you can make a lot of noise when it gets all done. You haven't got any peace, and you'll never have any quiet. Then I said, and she said, and he said, and then I said, and they said, and boy! It sounds real good. Well, you got an audience. When the audience leaves, you're just stone cold dead in the market, just quiet. You've lost all your strength. You've lost all your power. You lost all your confidence, just a great big windbag. Quiet down all those hours in the presence of God. That will make him mighty nervous. Quiet. When those hours start crowding up, do like the librarian. With them corny, ugly little black shoes on, you know, and that little knobby little finger and them little twerpy little glasses. That's what you have to do. And people are quiet, too, when they see her coming. She means business. Huh? You see the biggest, muscliest guys there? Ooh. Huh? That's what you have to do with your past hours. Can't you see I'm communing with God now? Shut up. Don't you know that you can't accuse me? Don't you know that the Bible says that once I pick up the plow not to turn back? Don't you know the Word of God says, in quietness and confidence shall be my strength? Now I want you to get out of here. You have no more part of me. You're past tense. You're over. And they'll start to get kind of nervous and take off. Now be quiet before him and drink in his power and drink in his strength. Maybe you're waiting outside of an office, maybe you're waiting to go in for an interview or something like that, or maybe you're getting ready just before a test, or maybe you're getting ready for some kind of a race, or maybe you're getting ready to go in before a promotion or something like that. Something. Be quiet before the Lord. Tell all your thoughts to shut up. Quietness. No, you can even practice that in your natural body. A lot of people cannot be quiet in church. Their brain is moving all the time. And there was some people in here one time. This is way back, 4 or 5 years ago. Man, they could just not shut up. I mean, their brains were just going 100 miles an hour. So were their mouths. They could not be quiet. And I wanted to play the part of the librarian and go, psst. With an old hickory stick. Oh, my. But let that quiet power fill you and bathe you and invade you and permeate your whole body as you just study to be quiet. Study to shut up. Oh, that's a lesson and a half for me, but my brain is always cycling. It's always moving and cycling on and thinking up some kind of new thing. Most of them aren't of God. They're good ideas, but they're my own ideas. So I have to say, shut up! I want to hear what God has to say. And let our tired brains, let our tired nerves and our tired muscles be healed in the presence of the Lord by just being quiet. Look over there, all them past hours back there. They're being turned around for good. Let's cheer for those past hours. Let's give them a hand. Praise God for them. There they go. Thank you. Thank you, past hours. You did. Been great. Oh, Lord. They haven't all been easy, but they taught me a lesson, and I grew in all them past hours, so God turned everything to good. All things are working together for good for them that love the Lord, called according to His purpose. Thank you so much. You may go now. Well, I might call you back from time to time and give a little witness, but I don't need you. I'll just tell about you. Whoa! Let's give our past hours a standing ovation. Come on, everything that's ever happened, you just get up and praise God. Come on. Come on, praise the Lord. Glory. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God for it. Thank you, Lord, for all those hours. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Because those past hours were lost, but now they are found and turned around for the glory of God. Well, could God ever get any glory out of that thing that happened in my life? The failures? God turns everything around. God uses everything. And hey, look over here. We've got future hours coming up. They're standing up praising God. You know why? Because you all started praising God for past hours. And they say, you know what we have in store for them? If they can praise God for those past hours, we've got a chance. All the future hours are waiting for you. Your destiny made before the foundation of the world was even founded is waiting for you. God's got a plan for you. And all the future hours now, because of your demonstration of faith and appreciation of what God has done in your life through trials and tribulations and so-called failures, they all turn to God. And the future hours are standing up and they're saying, hooray! These people are faith people. And they're saying they mean business. They want to use your relaxed body. These future hours are expecting. When you can praise God for all the past trials, tribulations, for the whole of your life, blessings, whatever. And you can praise God for in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And you can do that. And are you hearing what I'm saying here tonight? One time I was ministering to a person and I thought, boy, they're really listening. They say amen right on cue, but they weren't hearing a thing I said. They just had an automatic amen. They didn't hear anything. Do you know that the Spirit of God watches us? Praise the Lord. Hovers over us. Did you know that we have guardian angels? Did you know that in this church right now there are angels round about and in all the balcony area? Isn't that exciting? Did you know that there are future hours and plans of God for you? And right now that they're praising God, these future hours, because they see in you faith to go on. They are encouraged, and God is encouraged. Now, when your children, when they grow up, aren't you encouraged when you see them turn to good? They'll say, if that kid makes it through 18 years, or that kid makes it through 21 years, or that kid makes it to get until they get married, it will be a miracle. That's what they used to say about me. If you make it to 21, it'll be a miracle if you don't die. Surprise, surprise. We have a merciful God. And my parents suffered through all of that. And even up, and actually, until the time I was 39 and a half years old. And they lived through that whole thing. And in the end, God got glory out of it. You don't get defeated with your kids when they're going through there, and they're kind of like past hours and all the regrets and how the kid treated you. And, oh, if I make it through with this kid without a nervous breakdown, I'm going to praise God forever. If I just don't have one, this kid has been hell, 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 I'll tell you. And then they turn out so beautiful, and you say, praise the Lord. Now I can believe for my grandchildren. That's why grandparents have more faith. Oh, they got quietness and they have strength. Don't worry, they're going to be all right. They're a little snips right now, but they'll be all right. You were the same way. Always had to have your way, stamping your foot and hollering and shouting. And by the way, Grandma was that way too. And Grandma before her. Oh, golly. I'll tell you right now, the future is encouraged. And that's why older people are encouraged. That'll all come out in the wash. And then the younger people say, yeah, you can say that. Your life's almost over. What a dumb thing to say. You're almost dead. Thanks a lot for your tenderness and caring. Choice of words are great. A person actually told me that the other day. I mean, you know, when you get to be your age, I mean, you know. I said, don't try to patch it up. You've ruined it already. Well, let's hear it for our future hours. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God for them. Woo! Oh! Now you did it. Oh, now God can really use you. Brand new bunch of Jobs. Few Elijahs, sprinklings of Samsons. Some Christ-like. Some Paul, some Peters, some Jameses and so on, and Johns and Timothys. Oh, it's getting kind of quiet in here. Wonder what me and my big mouth. What will be. Praise God for future hours. Then you won't have to worry about what's going to happen. You've given them to God and say, God, do with me whatever that you will do. Good riddance to the past. We'll live in the very presence right now, 1 hour at a time. But then our quietness then must be linked with confidence. Because quietness, you see, is passive to God. Now we must add confidence. Confidence then is active to man. From God. Con meaning with. Fideo meaning faith. We don't have faith alone. We have God to produce that faith in us. We have faith with. It's our faith with God's faith. Now our faith is in the flow of God's faith, and that faith becomes a river. Now when you start moving in the rivers of God, you start going down the rapids. Woo! Huh? See, we only prime the pump, the Spirit of God in our innermost being, it says, after that our little bit of faith, from in of our innermost beings will flow what? Rivers of living water. And now we can do, the Bible says, all things well through Christ, through God, who strengthens us. Our well is through God. Our innermost being it's speaking about is God, that place where God is, and all we have to do is give a little bit, a little spark to get a fire going, a little prime to get the water flowing, and out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Whew. In Psalm 3 through 6, in the third verse then, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of mine head. Now here we see David has a lot of confidence in God. Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. And shield in the original Greek means a shield, not just like a shield, like it shows on these pictures with the shield that's out here and the helmet and the sword and all of this. It really means a buckler, a protection from above, betwixt, between, beneath, benigh, around, without, and within. Whoa, I thought, glory to God, what a shield we have, totally protected. Now that's a shield. Oh, what a shield that God's people have. Over, about, betwixt, between, benigh, around, glory to God, within, without. Then he goes on, my glory, David, though he was driven out of his own capital. His faith said, you will return and God will honor and glorify. Oh, for grace to see future glory amid the present shame. You're in the middle of a real shameful time in your walk and in your life. But oh, for that faith and oh, for that confidence in God that says, oh, this is passing by. The Bible says so that present affliction is just for a moment. And so we're supposed to glory in our afflictions. Why? Because it's only going to be for a minute and it's going to be good for you. Did you ever get afflicted by the switch on the seat of your trousers when you were a kid? Well, it was only for a moment. Right? And it did you some good too, didn't it? Whew. It's only for a moment. And today I seen a guy and his wife, and they had this little kid, and I thought, well, I believe in this, in the rod and the switch and that, but every little thing this little one did, I mean, he could not do anything. It was just barely tottering in his chair there. He'd go, ah, like they were just trying his lungs out. And pretty soon the dad reaches over and spanks him on the lips real hard, you know. I'm sitting there, I thought, now I wonder God's going to turn this thing to good. It's got to happen. I'm going to be praying for this little one. I mean, this guy could not. Now the kid spilled some soup and he reached over to take his hand, and I seen him squeeze the kid's hand. The kid goes, ow! And he didn't say ow because he couldn't talk. Ah! And I thought, well, I wonder how that's going to turn out. Well, the Lord reminded me of this. It's all going to come out. Now turn it all around. Oh, I thought, for grace to see the future and the future glory amid this present shame. Whew. And then he goes on, and the lifter of mine head, though that I hang my head now in sorrow, I shall very soon lift it up in joy and rejoicing and thanksgiving. Because by faith he sees this, by the eye of faith. This light of fiction is but for a moment. Don't wallow in it and don't live in it. It's only for a minute. Don't worry about the boo-boos that you did and the zonk-outs that happened. Don't worry about the afflictions. They're for a moment. They're going to bring glory to God. Sure, I pay the price and God gets the glory. Is that the way it works? You are the glory of God. You don't belong to yourself anymore. Aren't you glad? I'm sure glad you don't belong to me. Aren't you glad you don't belong to yourself? But oh God, if we could only get this down and get the Bible down and just to finally to understand, leave our crying, conniving, icky little selves. I mean it. My God, one little defeat and the people get turned off so bad, I mean, you just have to do everything to turn them on. Silk pillows, promises of Cadillacs and all kinds of nice little things for them. God ain't going to give them nothing. They're going to suffer and they're going to be in that affliction until they just turn around and say, God, I believe you! Praise God for everything that happened. In all things, I'm going to give you thanks. Whatever happens tomorrow, let it be your will. And that's when they're going to have peace, my God, and not until. And then he goes on, and I cried unto the Lord with my voice. And he heard me out of his holy hill. Well, why didn't he just think it? Because he just got so excited. A girl called me on the phone. She says, "See, I was listening to a message at work, and all of a sudden it hit me." And I said, "Wow!" And she says, now you don't know who I am. And it was kind of a question mark. You don't know who I am. Now, I'd never met her. And I didn't say anything because I wanted to have a little fun. Now, you don't know who I am. And I just left it hang there. It was like she said, do you? You'd be surprised how intimate you can get with your radio audience. Because the Holy Spirit ministers. A lot of times, people don't like what they hear. But see, your affliction, because of the message, is only for a moment. And all the joy that comes after and the glory that comes after from a received message to set your soul free, my God. And God gets the glory out of it. Don't worry about the world, I said, dear. And she looked around and she had done all this screaming. And the message was on some boyfriend, I guess, a Rudolph Vasilino type message, you know. So I said, don't worry about the world. Just go ahead on and get vocal, sister. She's probably listening to this message right now. No, I really don't know you. I don't. You could come sit here right in church. I wouldn't know who you were. Unless you came in with Rudolph Vasolino, then I'd know.
So if you tear